Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A group of 15 U.S. major city mayors are calling on the federal government to immediately withdraw federal forces and agree to no further unilateral deployments to U.S. cities. In a letter Tuesday to Attorney General William Barr and Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf, the mayor said the federal government deciding on its own to send forces into American cities is unprecedented and violates fundamental constitutional protections. The signatories include Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, and Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler. Portland, Oregon has been at the forefront of the issue since federal forces deployed there in early July. Federal officials have defended the deployment as necessary, saying local leaders and law enforcement failed to stop vandalism and violence against federal officers at the U.S. courthouse in Portland. With dozens of U.S. states experiencing a surge of coronavirus cases and some local leaders considering reimposing restrictions to curb the spread of the virus, President Donald Trump made his strongest statements yet on Tuesday regarding wearing facial coverings, to saying whether you like the masks or not, they have an impact. Trump said the outbreak will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. Trump also said some areas of our country are doing well while others are doing less well. Meantime, Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, laid out his economic plan for the country Tuesday, and he blamed President Trump for failing to lead during the coronavirus pandemic. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. As European leaders celebrate their historic coronavirus recovery package agreement, some regions and countries are bracing for a possible resurgence of the infection. Belgium, Sweden, Luxembourg, and Portugal count among others reporting an increase in cases. Parts of Barcelona, Spain have gone under lockdown. And in another hard-hit country, Italy, the Lazio region that includes Rome, warned also of possible local lockdowns if more clusters of the infection are found. Meanwhile, in France on Monday, France imposed a face mask requirement for all indoor public spaces, threatening violators with a $155 fine. About 2,000 Israelis rallied outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home in Jerusalem on Tuesday, protesting his handling of the coronavirus crisis and alleged corruption. Demonstrators marched from Netanyahu's official residence to Israel's parliament, calling on the five-term premier to step down. Israel has reimposed some restrictions after a rise in coronavirus cases that has prompted protests by Israelis calling for better, faster, and simpler state aid. Two Chinese nationals working with Chinese security services have been charged with hacking hundreds of entities around the world, including U.S. biotech companies developing COVID-19 vaccines. Suspects were charged in an 11-count indictment unsealed in the Eastern District of Washington State. This marks the first time prosecutors have indicated Chinese hackers have indicted Chinese hackers for what they term the blended threat of working for the Chinese state while also targeting victims for personal gain. The indictment says that in addition to attacking businesses, the hackers infiltrated the online accounts of Chinese dissidents, clergy, and rights activists, and provided their personal information to the Chinese government. And Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is expecting to get the results of his coronavirus test Wednesday to see if he still tests positive for the virus. Since testing positive early this month for COVID-19, Bolsonaro insisted that he has been taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, which most studies have found to be ineffective and potentially dangerous for some patients. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.